Who's up and who is down among the likely presidential candidates in 2024? We have a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, which gives the president his highest numbers in almost a year. It also looks at his potential Democratic opponents and the state of top Republicans. So let's do the poll numbers now with Domenico Montanaro, NPR senior political editor and correspondent. Domenico, hello.
Hey there.
President Biden's approval rating last summer was something like 36%. Now it's up to 46%. Is that a big bump?
Yeah, it was a real low point for President Biden to be at 36%. Particularly independents had soured on him, but he's up to 46%, like you said, overall with all adults. He's up to 49% with registered voters, even higher. He hasn't been that high since the Afghan withdrawal in August of 2021. And the biggest shifts here are among whites without college degrees, people who make less than $50,000 a year, voters under 45 years of age, women in small cities and the suburbs. You know, and it's a lot of this is because Democrats had a few things: better than expected midterms. Biden's State of the Union address had to give a lot of those potential Democratic voters some confidence that he can move this message forward. Mm-hmm. And there just happens to be a natural coalescing, given that Biden looks like he is likely to be the nominee.
Yeah, and perhaps the inflation picture improving may be part of that too.
Yeah.
So where, Domenico, does this leave President Biden compared to potential Democratic rivals in 2024? Kamala Harris, the VP, Pete Buttigieg, the Transportation Secretary.
Yeah, well, one of the things about Biden is that now we've seen a reversal. About 50% say that they have a better shot. 50% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents say they have a better shot with Biden in 2024 than with someone else. That's a reversal from just this past November, where we saw 54% say they thought someone else might have a better chance. And you see why within the numbers. Really, we're looking at Democratic-leaning independents, and some of those blue-collar workers really favor Biden far more than, let's say, in particular, Vice President Kamala Harris, who doesn't do quite so well with Democratic-leaning independents.
Okay, moving across the aisle, what about former President Trump, who has declared for 2024? How much support does he have, and who, what types of voters are supporting him?
Yeah, it's the opposite for Trump. 54% of Republican voters and Republican-leaning independents say that they'd be strongest with someone else. And that's something we've seen for a little while. And that means that there's an opening, at least for someone else. And really what we're looking at is white-collar Republican voters, because Trump has that sort of populist blue-collar appeal, and it comes across in his favorability ratings. Voters with college degrees, people who make more than $50,000 a year, and parents with children under 18 are far more likely to say that they'd be better off with someone else running by 20 points or more in some cases. And Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, mm-hmm. is really who a lot of people are looking at.
Yeah. He, of course, has not announced, maybe not yet, for 2024.
Right.
Overall, his favorable rating among GOP and likely GOP voters is pretty close to that of Donald Trump. Is that right?
Yeah, he's slightly better favored, actually. Trump has about more than double the percentage of Republicans who view him unfavorably, about 25%. DeSantis, only 11%. So really, the book is out with a lot of Republican voters, about a quarter of them, on DeSantis. But he's best liked by those college grads, people who make more than $50,000 a year, people who live in big cities or the suburbs, and Republican-leaning independents. And that's a big number there, because he does far better with Republican-leaning independents than Trump does, far better liked.
So, Domenico, as we speak, this is February 2023. I thought there would be no math, but we are 20-plus months from the 2024 election. What should we take away and not take away from this poll?
Well, I'll always make sure that there's a little bit of math so that we have some data to back up what we
think.
Well,
thank you.
look, this is one snapshot now, quite some time out from the general election. I mean, we're about a year out from the primaries. We're going to see a lot of Republicans likely get in, people who think that they don't want Trump to have the job. But remember, someone like Governor Scott Walker isn't President Scott Walker, right? He was the person who a lot of people were looking at in 2015 and 2016 as the potential person to upend Trump. And Trump was able to win out mostly because he has that big share of the Republican pie that I used to mm-hmm. say is made out of titanium. Maybe that metal's melted a little bit, but he certainly still has a strong group of those Republicans back behind him very firmly. And in a multi-candidate field, there really is an easy path for Trump. Although this poll points to a potential protracted primary if DeSantis gets in and holds up as a national candidate.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.